It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, we've talked about milk replacer in the past, but why even use it when you can use tank milk?
I think milk replacer or calf feeding is just a topic we could probably spend months on, and maybe we should do some deep dives into that. So milk replacer, generally, we see used more in the industry when milk prices are high. It becomes economically advantageous to feed milk replacer to calves and then to sell the saleable milk onto the market. When milk prices drop low, then it's probably economically advantageous to feed that milk from the bulk tank to the calf if the value is lower. So typically right now we're seeing pretty strong milk prices, at least for the first half of 2022. And so we're seeing a lot more people drive on to milk replacer powder to feed their calves because of the economic advantage. I just recently ran some numbers for a farm that I was on the other day, and right now it's probably somewhere between 40 and 60 cents per calf per day benefit to be feeding a milk replacer powder over milk that could be sold to a creamery. The economic advantage is one reason.
Mm-hmm. Are all milk replacers the same?
No, they're very different. And that's one of my favorite things to educate about is how to read a feed tag, or, and in this case, a milk replacer tag. And so the first thing you need to look at is just on a big 30,000 foot view, there's different fats and protein levels. So some companies have a 28-20, some have an 18-20, there's a 20-20, a 25-18, a 27-16. And it's always the protein number first and the fat number second. The formula that you choose for your fat and protein is going to be dependent on what your goals are. If your goals are to maximize average daily gain, really push for growth, and you want to grow a framey, lean body mass on a heifer as a replacement on a dairy, you're going to want to be on a higher fat to protein ratio. And you're typically going to want a gap of somewhere between 7 and 8 points. So what we sell, our high gain milk replacers, a 25-18. There's more protein in there than there is fat. And the reason we formulate it like that is when you feed a milk replacer like that, you will grow more muscle, more bone, and you'll have less fat deposition in the body. So if you compare to calf that got 2 pounds of milk replacer powder at a 25-18 to a calf that got 2 pounds of powder at, say, a 20-20, they might both wean at 200 pounds. The one that got the 25-18 is going to be taller and more frame. And the one that got the 22 or the 20-20 is going to be shorter, stockier, fatter. And you might say, well, what difference does that make? Well, the fat deposition is not only in the body, it also happens in the udder. And if there's only a certain amount of mammary cells in the udder, when the calves are young, those cells are very impressionable. And so if I'm making these numbers up, there's much more, but I'm just making these up. For example, if there's 100 cells in the udder and they're saying, I don't really know what I should do, and you fill that udder with 50 fat cells, then you only leave room for 50 mammary cells. If there's 100 cell opportunity and you fill it with 20 fat cells, then there's opportunity for 80 mammary cells to develop. And we know through really nice research that calves that are fed a higher protein, lower fat milk replacer have less fat deposition in that very, very young udder. And because of that, they have a higher percentage of cells in that udder that are mammary secreting cells, and they actually produce more milk as a cow. So how we feed that calf in the first 2 months of life has an impact on how much milk she makes in the next 4 years. It's kind of crazy, but it's true.
So what is the ideal age then from start to end when feeding replacer?
So most guys will start replacer after the colostrum feeding. So that'll be maybe one or two feedings of colostrum, and then they'll start replacer. Most guys typically in the industry are doing a 56-day weaning. So they'll feed them maybe up to day 42 on a full program, and then they'll taper them down to being fully weaned by day 56. There are guys that are out there doing 6-week weaning programs. It's possible. I'm never quite as impressed with their health, vigor, and body condition as I am when we give them a few more days to mature and do a 56-day weaning. I think the performance is always better.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.